CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 20th of January 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines: showcase our hobby during British Science Week, prepare for Thinking Day on the air, AMSAT celebrates 50th birthday. British Science Week runs from the 8th to the 15th of March and is a fantastic opportunity to showcase radio communications in the 21st century to young people. The RSGB is encouraging clubs to develop relationships with their local school or community group. The theme for this year is Journeys. Ideas for activities could include the journey from Marconi to Wi-Fi, or ARIS contacts or to ARIS contacts, or the journey of a radio wave from transmitter to receiver without wires. RSGB clubs are ideally placed to put on a local event. If your club already has a link with a local school, why not work with them to run an amateur radio-related event during BSW? The Radio Communications Foundation is keen to sponsor such events and can provide radio kits to build. These have already been used in primary and secondary schools with great success. More on the RSGB's own website. Thinking Day on the Air 2019 will take place over the weekend of the 16th and 17th of February. A list of known stations is displayed on the station list page of the website www.guidesontheair.co.uk. There's a form on the page for stations to submit their details to be added to the list, and an IO group for exchanging details or arranging skeds. Currently, as well as the UK stations, guides and scouts are taking part from Canada, USA and the Netherlands. Please send in station details via the website. AMSAT's 50th anniversary will be celebrated with AMSAT DL special event call sign DL50 AMSAT. The station will be on the air from Saxony on the Czech Republic border via satellites only and will start this weekend. Track the event on Instagram and Twitter with the hashtag #satelliteweekend, all one word. The latest versions of the UK band plan have just been published. RSGB members will receive a copy with the February edition of Radcom, and the information is freely downloadable from the RSGB's own website. Two more 2018 RSGB convention videos are now available for members to view on the RSGB website. Convention favourite Ian White, GM3SEK, can be seen speaking about VHF balance, where he takes a critical look at some long-established methods for feeding Yagi antennas and identifying a new list of do's and don'ts for modern conditions. Ray Burlingham Goff, G4FON, discusses the pitfalls of learning Morse and the work of the German psychologist Ludwig Koch that Ray uses in his freeware training software. Drawing on his own experience over 10 years of feedback by users of his software, Ray offers practical advice on how you can move from simply working stations with a 5NNTU reply to effortless casual rag-chewing with them. Go to the RSGB site and for these and many others. Looking ahead a little, the St. Patrick's Award is asking amateurs to come and celebrate on the air for St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March. The award will be running over 48 hours from the 16th at 12 noon until the 18th at 12 noon to follow worldwide celebrations. This week a digital award has been added covering such modes as FT8, DMR, D-Star, JT65, Echo Link and so on, and to claim it you must have made 20 contacts with a registered St. Patrick's Day station. More information, you can go to the website stpatrickaward.webs.com. More than 80,000 contacts went into logs at Youngsters on the Air Suffolk station and other participating stations in December YOTA month, with most operations in IAIU Region 1. The final tally included 46,989 on SSB and 28,064 on CW, some 3,814 on FT8 and the rest on various other modes. This year, as many as 44 participating stations made 82,938 QSOs in December. You'll be able to read about events in the UK in the March RADCOM. A full report can be read at www.iaiu-rfigure1.org. There are a number of vintage radio and amateur radio-related e-books available for free download on the Project Gutenberg site. Amongst them is Letters of a Radio Engineer to His Son by John Mills, written in 1922. In his letters, the author teaches all about radio telephony with simple explanations and contain only what is important in the radio of today and those ideas which seem necessary if you are to follow the rapid advances which radio is making. Unquote. For details, see the Gutenberg site. That's gutenberg.org. And now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. The Horncastle Amateur Radio and Electronics Rally is on the 27th of January. It takes place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Cagthorpe Buildings, Willow Row, Harncastle, NL, LN66DZ. I'll read that again because it's not right. I was looking at it again. It's Horncastle Youth Centre, Cagthorpe Buildings, Willow Row, Horncastle, it should be, LN96DZ. Doors open 10 a.m, entry £2. Traders' tables £5 per 6-foot table, and free parking at the venue. The usual traders will be there and catering is available on site. Details from Tony, G3PZU, 01507 527 835, or email to tony.nightingale@yahoo.co.uk. To get your event into RADCOM, into GB2RS, or on the website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and about 4 months in advance if you want anything in RADCOM, the magazine. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. KB8YRX will be active as 8P9CA from Barbados, IO to NA021, until the 4th of February. He'll operate mostly FT8 on the 20-metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or via his home call sign. SAR-TG JE1JKL will be on the air as 9MIC6NA from Labuan Island, OC133, East Malaysia, between the 24th and 28th of January. Main activity will be on 160-metre band, including participation in the CQ Worldwide CW160-metre contest, QSL via Logbook of the World, or via his home call sign. Tino HI3CC and a group of the Loma del Toro DX group will be DX club will be active HI1LT from Isla Beata NA122 between the 20th and 28th of January. They'll operate CWSSB and digital QSL W2CCW. MATDL4MM will be on the air as P4 stroke call sign from Aruba SA036 between the 22nd and 30th of January. He'll operate CWSSB and FT8 with a focus on low bands and special attention to Europe and Asia. He'll participate in the CQ Worldwide 160-metre CW contest as P40AA. QSLs via Club Logs OQRS is preferred, or via DL4MM. Nobu JA0JHQ will be active as T88PB from Koror, that's OCO09, Palau, between the 25th and 28th of January. He'll focus on 160-metre CW, including participation in the CQ Worldwide 160-metre contest, QSL Logbook of the World, preferred, or direct J0JHQ. Now for special event news, Worthing and District ARSC will be running a special event station to commemorate its 70th anniversary this weekend using the call sign GB5WOR. The station will be on the air on all HF bands, plus possibly 2 meters and 70 sems. Further details from the club website, wadarc.org.uk. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible for free publicity on GB2RS in RADCOM and online. Remember that UK special event stations must be open to the public, so free publicity from the RSGB can make things easier. Now, the contest news on Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator next weekend from 2200 UTC to the 25th, on the 25th to 2200 on the 27th. CQ Worldwide 160-metre DX contest takes place, CW only, needless to say. The exchange's signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. In addition, US and Canadian stations send their state and province, or province even. Also next weekend, from 1200 UTC on the 26th to 1200 on the 27th, the Bartagger RITI sprint contest will be held. Using RITI 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is simply the serial number. UK 6-metre group marathon continues until the 31st of January. Using all modes on the 50 megs band, the exchange is signal report and locator. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. At the risk of sounding like a stuck record, they write, the sun remained spotless this past week with solar flux index stuck firmly around the 70 mark. Geomagnetic conditions were mostly settled with a maximum planetary K index of 4, although on average it was usually much lower than this, around 1 or 2. Many have been moaning the poor HF conditions, and that's not too surprising. Although there are openings up to 21 megs at times, the 20-metre band is more likely to bring you reliable DX contests than the higher bands. You can't expect to see much action on 12 and 10 metres until the sporadic E-station season starts in May. The lower bands are still throwing up some surprises, though, and transatlantic contacts on top band are still worth chasing if you are equipped for top band, 160 metres. 80, 40 and perhaps even 30 metres may bring you some DX during darkness. As always, we encourage you to use the online tools at predtest.uk and propquest.co.uk to plan your activity. Next week, NOAA predicts more of the same with a spotless sun and solar flux index of about 71. Geomagnetic conditions should remain quiet until the 24th and 25th, when material from a recurrent solar hole may push the KP index to 5, bringing the potential for aurora-like conditions and depressed maximum usable frequencies. Now the VHF and up-propagation news, there's unlikely to be much tropo this week. A key feature of the weather is an area of low pressure which drifts southeast across the country from Greenland on Sunday to Iceland, then Scotland, and arriving over England by Wednesday. Looking at its origin, it'll herald a spell of cold weather with a taste of winter for some areas. This may provide wintry showers in some places to give a chance of rain scatter on the gigs bands, but it's not a great opportunity. That leaves the last part of the week to consider. After the cold winter low has moved away to the continent, models suggest a return of a ridge of high pressure, some models stronger than others, but it will be building in dry cold air, which is not good for creating a strong moisture contrast across the temperature inversion, and thus not a great signal for tropo. So overall, probably a flat field to the week regarding VHF and UHF weather propagation, but with the S-Hale SAT-2 geostationary transponder undergoing engineering tests as we write, I'm sure many will be focused on this. The moon reached maximum declination this morning and perigee is tomorrow, so it's a good week for EME. And that's all from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also until next week.